Hare Krishna. I have two questions from Gaur Kishore Das regarding the recent little video vlog I did, What's Right, What's Wrong. And he's asking how, in light of Srila Prabhupada's very clear and strong stand that we are against homosexuality, do I say that the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita accepts homosexuality as an orientation? Nice. I should just start by clarifying my own stand. I think those who know me, those who've listened to multiple podcasts in the past, know that I'm not a proponent of the practice of homosexuality or of same-sex marriage. I'm against them, and my understanding is that they are wrong. I'm referencing the Bhagavad Gita, although there's no mention of homosexuality in the Bhagavad Gita, just basically because we're trying to get people to become familiar with the Bhagavad Gita and buy the Bhagavad Gita rather than just start talking about Vedic literature, which is very general. That said, I believe that I could have used better language to clarify this point, which I hope I'll clarify now. And that point is that sexuality exists. Ayurveda, Manu Samhita, Dharma Shastra, mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, acknowledges that orientation exists. Whether someone succumbs to that orientation and becomes a practitioner, that is wrong. And whether that practice is to engage in sex life, to engage in same-sex marriage, that is not accepted by Vedic culture. But people who do have this orientation exist, and now I'm addressing devotees on these podcasts mostly. Those little videos are for non-devotees. And in our Krishna consciousness movement, I know many initiated devotees who follow the regulative principles, who do wonderful service, phenomenal service in Srila Prabhupada's movement. And they have to deal with their orientation, which is not going away. And unlike heterosexuals, they can't legitimately give vent to both their emotions and their sensual needs, and that's a challenge. So those devotees should be appreciated and acknowledged, and not, I think now when we're dealing with this in-house, not hammered down. And having said that, but to give in and to practice and to have sexual relationships, to promote marriage between same sexes, that is forbidden, and it's not according to Shastra. So I hope that clarifies that point. His other point was that I mentioned that Bhagavad Gita is against abortion, except in some rare circumstances. He says, well, can I think of any particular circumstances? My point is that for every law, no matter what the law is, there will always be an exception. And to this, there will also be an exception. If a circumstance came up where people started to argue this is an exceptional case, then we would have to consider is it or not. One that comes up in the Bhagavatam is when the demigods wanted to kill Prahlad Maharaj in the womb of his mother. they thought that if this child of this demon is born, he's going to terrorize the universe like his father. So their wiser beings, their higher beings, of course, Narada Muni stopped them and told them that you can't kill him even if you tried, because he's a great devotee. He stopped them, but still they considered that the sake of the universe, we're willing to sacrifice this one life. So that's one instance that I can think about. I hope that clarifies that. Yes, my choice of words could be better, and I will make sure that that is so in the future. And I hope that anyone who had some concern about my position on this is assuaged in their concern. Hare Krishna.